What's the word on Main Street? I'm so glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Colloquy Down East has colloquies starting in January, but they often get filled up, so I wanted you to know about them now. What's New in Main Writing with Marjorie Irvine will cover four novels written within the last couple of years, and they all describe a Main very unlike Sarah Oren Jewett's. In The Craft of Crime with Anne Manson, you'll quickly survey the history and genres of crime writing, followed by a deeper dive into four crime novels, all from different countries and comprising different genres of the form. You can find out which books and when at colloquydowneast.org. Brooklyn's Friend Memorial Library is showing the movie adaptation of Louise Penny's Still Life tonight at 6 p.m. at the library. Yes, the Louise Penny book that was read in the Mystery Book Group earlier this month. See what librarian Catherine did there? Aaron Shetterly will be back in Blue Hill and reading from his new book, just out in October, Morningside, the 1979 Greensboro Massacre and the Struggle for an American City's Soul. This will happen Tuesday, November 26th, 7 p.m. at Blue Hill Public Library. Now maybe you're thinking, Shetterly, wait, I know that name. But you might be thinking of Aaron's mom, Susan Hand Shetterly, who lives in the area and wrote, most recently, Notes on the Landscape of Home, published in 2022. Susan explores what it is to live in a down east coastal town and to pay attention, over time, to what it offers of land, water, wildlife, and neighbors. But maybe you're thinking, Shetterly, wait, I know that name. But you might be thinking of Aaron's dad, Rob Shetterly, who for more than 20 years has been painting the series of portraits, Americans Who Tell the Truth. The portraits have been traveling around the country since 2003. A description of that program from the website reads, Americans Who Tell the Truth crafts collaborative, educational, and community experiences that illuminate the ongoing struggle to realize America's democratic ideals and model the commitment to act for the common good. You can read that for yourself at AmericansWhoTellTheTruth.org. Two books were just published, each containing 50 portraits and a handful of essays on the topic. The first is Portraits of Racial Justice, a collection of past and present Americans speaking truth to power. The second is Portraits of Earth Justice, with profiles of American environmental activists. Maybe you're thinking, Shetterly, wait, I know that name. But you might be thinking of Aaron's sister, Caitlin Shetterly, who wrote Pete and Alice in Maine, a novel, Modified, GMOs and the Threat to Our Food, Our Land, Our Future, and Made for You and Me, Going West, Going Broke, Finding Home. Are you thinking, Shetterly, wait, I know that name. But are you thinking of his wife, Margot Lee Shetterly? Margot's first book, Hidden Figures, The American Dream and the Untold Story of the Black Women Who Helped Win the Space Race, is about African-American women mathematicians working at NASA who were instrumental in the success of the United States space program. She sold the movie rights while she was still working on the book, and it was adapted as a feature film, Hidden Figures. So yes, Aaron Shetterly of that literary family will be back in Blue Hill and reading from his new book, Morningside, the 1979 Greensboro Massacre and the Struggle for an American City's Soul, on Tuesday, 7 p.m., Blue Hill Public Library. Another book-based event happens in Stonington this week. The book group will meet in person to discuss James by Percival Everett. James was shortlisted for the Booker Prize, though Orbital by Samantha Harvey was named the winner for 2024. I can't speak to Orbital, but my book club and I really enjoyed James. Copies of the book are available for borrowing from the Stonington Library, where the book group will meet at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 24th. Are you like me and you think of art galleries as museums that change their displays a lot? Wait until you see the small works at Gallery B in Castine. The show begins on the 23rd at 9 a.m. online at GalleryBGallery.com and 10 a.m. at the store. Artists include, and this is such a partial list, Amy Bernhardt, Annie Poole, Augusta Sparks, Basha Olsen, Buzz Masterson, Gail Page, Goody B. Wiseman, Jill and Susan Finson, Jill Hoy, Louise Byrne, Marcia Stremla, Phoebe Joy Zildjian, Rebecca Haley McCall, Rebecca Ray, and Sherry Streeter. You'll find out much more at GalleryBGallery.com. Got an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at WERU.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?